come together, hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Yeah, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh, SBK, oh.
They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Nobody say we'll be here standing tall. No matter how hard it gets, won't let my brother fall. I know that things get rough, and there's days that you wanna give up. But before you lose your way, just call on SBK. They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time.
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Uh-oh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Fellow Americans,
it's
with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
K-Slay.
Hud City, we in the building.
You're
going to
learn today.
All right.
Yes, sir. Barbershop Talks, Big Vern, K. Slay. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Acre, Catskill. Slay Takeover Part 2. What it do? Slay, what's good, my boy?
What's going on? Should we be nervous today, V?
You know. Come on, man. We men. Men run the world, my
That's
boy.
Right.
Nervous of what?
Men, yo, don't run the world.
Yeah. Holla. Yo, didn't they say something about, like, Adam and took a rib or something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something
That's how
like
he made
that.
Woman.
I'm not worried.
Rib.
I'm not
my
worried.
Rib.
Yeah, you my rib. 18 Willers a rib.
You my rib. And you make good ribs. I saw the plate.
Oh. Yeah. Listen, before we get started, Slate, I want to do something real quick. Shout out to Gary and Balky and everybody down at the shop that's listening to the Barbershop Talks. Thank you for the support. You know what I'm saying? We know y'all in the building. We see y'all.
Definitely.
Shout out to M&J's and Juan and everybody in the shop getting their hair done, listening to Barbershop Talks. Good looking for the support. Slay, what's good, my boy?
I got to shout out my homegirls at work because they listen to the show faithfully. And every time they're like, we hear all these shout outs. We don't get no shout outs. So shout out to the Cube homies. That's Danielle, Elise, Luz, Diana. Make sure y'all listening in. And, you ready, V?
Yeah.
I think the girls look a little nervous, man.
All right, let me introduce y'all. Welcome back, ladies, first of all. You know, I got my beautiful, talented, very well-respected younger baby sister. I say all these things because she know better than come at me the wrong way. India, welcome back from Glens Falls. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. You know, we got Sunday dinner on Sunday with mommy and them. Yeah, I can't wait.
Turn down for what?
Yeah. This next person, I mean, she's famous. For real.
Popularity,
yeah. But listen, before you take the mic, you know what I'm saying? Me and my man Rainier, we did a little something. Y'all stay tuned. I got something for you.
Shout out Rainier.
Yeah, Rainier, good luck. And I got something for you. Y'all ready? Check this out.
That's my dog.
y'all listen to the last show, y'all know she love her some Nelly.
Show do.
Cuz, keep your clothes on now. We ain't got time for that. No, don't take your clothes off, cuz.
I'ma keep them on. Ain't no Nelly up in here.
Cuz that's your horn?
18-wheeler, 20 on deck.
Welcome to the show once again, the 18-wheeler. Cuz, what it do?
Nothing. What's going on, everybody?
Ain't nothing. Yo, Slay, I just want to ask the 18-wheeler, you know, after the last time you was on the show, can you go anywhere without them calling you the 18-wheeler?
I can't go nowhere. I went to Albany. The whole club calling me 18-wheeler. I'm like, wow.
People was telling me, they was like, I got to listen into this show because the 18-wheeler's back.
The 18-wheeler.
She's back.
So, ladies, me and my man, we ain't never scared. So we going to start out, y'all. It's on y'all. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Like always, the call-in number, 518-828-0292. Fellas, get on the line. If not, ladies, we'll take any questions. Me and Slay, we built like that. We built for this.
The president of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Yeah.
It's in the building.
In the building. So let's go. What y'all got for us?
Well, me personally, I just have a question as far as how come a man could have a woman at home but still be out in the street doing what he does?
Well, what exactly is he doing out in the street?
Like, if he's out in the street messing as far as cheating wise, like if he's messing with somebody else. No, we know he ain't going to the store. Don't take that long for milk.
I mean, you want me to take the first half of this?
You take the first half. I'll take the second half.
This is the president here. He man, woman, haters.
Yes, sir.
I would say that, you know, it just comes a time in a person's life where they have to be ready for a commitment. And that doesn't mean that the woman at home lacks anything or, you know, anything like that. It just, you know, it has to be the timing. Temptation is a deadly drug. And if you can't overcome that temptation, then, you know, it's going to happen. You saw the Tyler Perry movie?
Yeah, I seen it.
She came up with HIV, though.
Yeah. That's out there.
Yeah.
That's something that's true. That's out there. And I think that, you know, it goes both ways. I mean, some women have a good man at home, and they still out in the street doing what they got to do.
You're right.
Yeah, my say on this, cuz, I mean, I'm sorry, 18-wheeler, is I'm blaming everything on other women. That's
and
what I'm
why
doing.
Is that?
Because you saying he out on the street and he messing with other women. Well, women are supposed to stick together. Y'all got to find some unity, man. Because if I'm messing with you and India see me, she's supposed to come back and tell you and not give me no time to mess with her. Y'all women hate each other. It's known.
No, it's very
known. It's known.
It's very
It's no
known.
Secret.
Women hate each other.
Women do crazy stuff, Slay. Like, you could see, like, five women. It'd be a group of them. And a girl will walk by. Don't got nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you see her shoes? Mm-hmm. Why does her shoes matter?
Yeah. Nothing to do with anything.
No. Women hate.
Yeah.
They hate.
And dudes hate, too, though.
Dudes don't be talking about other dudes' shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think not.
Well, them the dudes you hang out with.
No, they ain't. Those the dudes that's out in the street.
Well, get your ass out the street, then.
So who you think is thirstier, men or women?
Men.
What do you think?
What do you think, India?
Come on, don't be.
I think it might be a 50-50.
Can't be. Come on, man. Get off the seesaw. Men or women?
Okay, men.
I'm going to have to disagree.
That's okay. You a
me
man.
Too. I disagree.
But it's proof. I'm going to come with facts.
I got facts.
Well, hurry up now.
Facts. Bring you down the line. Exhibit A. If there's a concert, say Trey Songz is performing, girls are passing out, they're running through hallways, knocking each other over, throwing their panties on the stage.
And they don't be clean either. They don't always be clean either.
They hiding out in hotel rooms, like they everywhere.
Super stalkers.
When Beyonce is performing, I don't throw my boxers on the stage.
He's never done that. He's never done that.
If Trey Songz rips off his tank top and throws it in the crowd, y'all kill each other over that sweaty. If Beyonce done threw her, guys will look at it like, what's she doing?
Yeah.
something good might about to happen, guys. Pay attention. But we ain't going to fight over it. I ain't fighting over Beyonce tank top.
That's thirst.
That's thirst.
And
only women do that.
I got a fact, too.
Okay.
Y'all want to hear my fact?
Yeah.
My fact is that we live in New York State. Ladies, y'all gonna be mad about this. And fellas, this might make y'all even more happier. The ratio for women to men in New York State is 11 to 1. There's 11 women for every one man in New York State. So why do men gotta be thirsty? Maybe they didn't know that. They know it now. That's facts. That, I ain't just make that up. I looked it up. 11 to 1.
That's a fact.
Facts.
I would have to say to that is because out of those 11 women, 8 of them are angry.
Yeah. No, I'll say 9.5.
Eight of them are angry, so and why can't even talk to them. Because they're mad at other women. It all comes full circle.
Because why you think they're angry, 18-wheeler?
I don't really think they angry though. Like I don't.
You angry sometimes?
Yeah.
If you she got get angry my just time wrong, I get real angry.
I'm saying I seen some of your posts. You know I love you, but you be angry on there.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
Why you angry?
It depends. I mean, if you get my time wrong, or if you hit a nerve, and you know you
Hold on. Your time wrong.
What time?
Wait, is that some secret woman stuff that we don't know about? You get my time wrong.
What's that mean? We was told
you
to
know what that means. That means 2:00. Don't piss me off. Like, don't make me mad. Don't get on my bad side.
Vern, we over time. We got scaled back. Yeah. You know. I seen it. She was revving up. What other questions y'all got?
Yeah, because I'm saying that. Ready. That was easy, right?
We
there.
Ready.
That was easy.
Okay.
I just called me Dr. Slay today.
My question is, when men cheat on women, or should I say why when men cheat on women, they expect to be able to come home and everything be fine, and the woman forget it and take them back. But when a woman cheats on a man, she is everything but a child of God.
I mean, it's not like when you catch your man cheating, you calling him nice things.
Yeah, yeah.
A man is all those things. He's a dog. He's this. He's that. He's all those things. But my thing is, if your man cheated and you talked about it, you forgave him and you took him back, now you got to let it go.
Got to let it go.
You can't bring it up every time and every argument.
Let it go.
If you can't find the remote and you mad, you can't just be like, that might have been when you had that chick here. You lost the remote. Yeah. See? If you wasn't out there doing what you was doing. Like, you got to let it go. You can't always throw it in the man's face.
No, but that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, so when women cheat on men, for the most part, men don't take them back.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What is the...
I look at it like, men see women as this prize. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if women, I will say this, all jokes aside, women are the most powerful being on this planet. The bad part is that they don't know how to use their power. And I'm not talking about the power that you think you have. Well, you have it, but I'm not talking about that. So that's the thing about it. Men need women, but we need women, not girls. We need women. Facts. And that's the thing about it is like exactly. One thing, I mean, you can do a lot of things to a man, but if you give his vajayjay away, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
it's going to be a problem. Even if he say he forgive you, it's going to take a long, long, long time.
Yeah, men are not equipped to handle that type of stuff. Like women, mm-hmm. y'all done been through this, you know, for decades. Y'all fall on the ground. Ah! No, no. See, men can't do that. So we just got to hold it in. And when you hold it in, you just look at you like, mm-mm-mm. Yeah. I should have known. I should have known. All the
My friends
whole
told
time.
Me all about it. They told me. What you got, 18? You got?
But that comes from y'all hurting inside, too, because a lot of men front like they don't hurt. But when y'all hurt, y'all go to the extreme and get real angry. Yes, women hurt, and we hurt a different way, but we can learn to suck it up. When y'all really get hurt, it's over. Y'all to the last point where y'all want to tear up everything and everybody in the situation.
I mean, I know of more situations where women have torn up everything.
I ain't never cut nobody clothes up or burned them.
Me neither, but I'm just
saying. Y'all celebrate cars. The thing that happened on that, when Angela Bassett was burning the car?
Look what he did.
He ain't burn her car.
So what? You should have left me the car. That was my decision. Now you ain't think about that when you was with your woman. Like, no.
If you look at
Lucky
music
I ain't burn you up.
How you gonna burn me up, 18? You family, 18. Burning up family.
Beep, beep, ha, ha.
If you look at all the music videos, you'll see the women just destroying stuff.
No, I agree.
When they catch their man cheating, they key in cars, they walk in while their apartments is exploding in the background, their hair blowing in the wind.
Carrie Underwood?
Like, you, yeah.
But you that's know? Because we have to hurt what hurts you. What's going to hurt you more? If I go key up your $19,000 or $25,000, whatever you spent on your car, that's going to piss you off because you're going to have to pay for that.
Not me. Not me. Not me, because you're going to jail.
Yeah. I bet you I won't. And you better hope they hold me down.
Them folks coming to get you.
I'm calling police.
You going to have to.
I'm paying for this.
If I have a problem with 18 wheeler, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, you better. That's what I got them 20 spares for. Call them.
Yo, this is a great segue because we were talking about what women do. So there was an ad in the paper. I think it's out of Toledo, Ohio. And some of you guys and ladies might have saw this, but I thought it was funny. I'm probably going to pronounce this lady's last name wrong, but it doesn't even matter. I'm going to make a new one up for her. I would like to say congratulations to Tara and Patrick Brown. They are expecting a baby. I hope you both are really in love, and I hope it works out. Always, Patrick's wife, Tamisha Brown. See, this kind of stuff ain't necessary right here. Now, and this is real. Like, this really happened. She took out, it probably was his money that she took out the account to make the ad. Cause you like this, right? This what you would do?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I mean, at the end of the day, like if that is her husband, and let's say this girl need help or something, as her being his wife, you know what I'm saying, she gonna have to participate somewhere down the line, whether it hurts her or not. She gonna have to step up and be a woman.
But does this make her look more of a fool than she looked before?
Yeah.
What do you think, India?
I think it does. I think that's the fact of the matter is, you know that you his wife. Putting that ad out is not bringing you what you want. You want a hug? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Super stunting.
That one right there is just to the max.
That's just salt in the wound.
Yeah.
But I think it just brings too much attention. Like, if I get cheated on, I don't want the world to know I've been cheated on. I just want to be home playing PlayStation, listening to Neo. So sick of love song. That's all I want to do. Just listen to Neo. On repeat.
Because, what up, 18-wheeler? Like, because I want to ask you, 18-wheeler, because sometimes you have so much aggression and anger. Is this something that you would do, or is this a little bit too far?
That's a little too far for me. That's immature. I wouldn't even do all that.
What would you do? And we're not taking it personal, because you know all day I said, cuz, don't go personal. You know, shout out to Lee John. You know what I'm saying? But listen, what would you do if your man, your husband, I'm sorry, had a baby with another girl and you found out?
Ooh.
And no, it's not Nelly. So
Jesus,
don't even
take
try.
The wheel now. I mean, what would I do? I mean, honestly, I would just have to suck it up, because at the end of the day, if I was in that predicament as that woman, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I would just have to suck it up. Because it is what it is. I can't take back what he did. It's already out there. As a mother, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, want nobody to do all that to me and feel no type of way towards me. So I would just have to suck it up. It is what it is.
Well, India, what do you think, India?
Well, I don't know. I probably would do the same thing that this woman did. I believe it.
No,
was.
No. So you're saying you would put this ad in?
No.
All right. Because I need
this
to
woman?
Know. Because if you would put this ad
in.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't put that ad
in. We're going to have a man group telling what.
No, men
stay away from what women, because the type of stuff they be doing on the low.
I would not do that.
Okay.
But I believe it was in California, this woman's husband cheated on her. And the woman took the mistress to court and sued her. And she won.
Well, that's California.
Yeah, I did see
that's
that
California.
Too, yeah.
You can't do that in New York.
Yeah, you ain't doing that in New York.
If she was in Florida, she probably could have shot her. Yeah.
Stand your ground, Lord.
Stand your ground.
Hey, shout out to the rookie. Slay the rookie came in.
My
yo.
Boy Dontell
Reed. The rookie
in the building.
Yo, he is the king. He is the king of that Photoshop, man. Yo, listen, that last FaceTime thing you did, my boy. I gotta give you credit, man. I looked at him and was like, my boy Dontell, he ain't no joke.
Look, I ain't even gonna lie, because I saw it and I was like, wait a minute. That's his girlfriend? No, that ain't his girlfriend. I said Kanye coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to regroup. 18-wheeler, do you want to say anything? Because I don't want no problems with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first off, I want to give a shout out to my peoples up in Albany, Reagan, Ari, Nev. Give a shout out to Ev and all the good Rastas. You know, big up.
Bull.
You already know.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Y'all stay with us. Hey, listen, Slay, I got something special for you, my boy. And the rookie in the building, too?
Yeah.
Check this out. But look what I did with this. Check this out. Smooth, what's up, baby? Uh-huh, cut that hair.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Tyler Pertilla. Just want to give a shout-out to my little girl, Sophia. Daddy loves you. Everything I do is for you. Can't wait to see you. You're listening to Barbershop Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn.
I better believe it. Don't Slay, you the man?
No, you know what I'ma say.
Y'all be standing up and just pounding my chest like that. I was gonna sing it, man, but my vocals. Welcome back. Y'all listening to Barbershop Talks. I'm your boy Big Vern, K Slay, India, and the 18 Wheeler. I gotta get that horn sound to go all the time. There it is. India, would you read that please for me?
We're asking the community to come out and support SBK presents the second annual State of the Community. It's all about the youth, March 29th, 2014 at 6 p.m. at Shiloh Baptist Church. Come out and hear our youth's perspective on our community.
Yeah, that's a big event, man. So I'm saying that will be Saturday. Now, K-Slay.
Yes, sir.
We're in the building. I got the rookie behind me. On Sunday, myself, you, and the rookie, we had an opportunity to rock with these fine gentlemen of TNT basketball program.
Great show.
Shout out to Tommy Purry, Trav Purry, Nate, and Tony Jackson. Shout out to all them. You know what I'm saying? Rookie, we had a good time, man. Oh, yeah, my bad. Listen, the rookie is under contract. He said he does not want to talk on the show today, so my bad. Slay, we had a good time on there, right?
We had a great time. We had a great time.
Yo, they got a nice little thing going on, and we support them. HUD City, we support them, and it was good. So, India, you got another question for me?
Oh, well, actually, I was going to read about the teen night that SBK is putting on at the Hudson Youth Center March 28, 2014 for ages 10 to 16 at 7 p.m. Good music, food, and fun. Send your kids.
Big week.
Yeah, we
week. What's going on this week?
So let's get back to these questions. If not, me and Slay could take over because it's a Slay takeover. If y'all scared, it's okay. And listen, one more thing. Ladies, stop inboxing all the questions to India and the 18-wheeler. Call up. Oh, damn.
Watch out now.
What you got, cuz?
Well, my next question is, how come when a man calls himself cheating on a woman or whatever they call it today in history, you end up getting the next woman pregnant? Like, where does that come from? Why you got to do all that? You already cheating. What you need a baby for?
What? Excuse me. Hold on.
We're going to need security in here.
President here. You man, woman haters club. I'm just saying, I don't think that's the man's intention.
You can prevent it too as a man, so I why would you not shut it down?
I mean, not me. I ain't do it. but I think that's where a man goes wrong. I think that's when he hears the news that he doesn't want to hear. And that's when the side chick is pregnant. That's the worst phone call you could get.
He starts singing that Usher confession song, right?
Yeah.
It's too late to sing now. The confessions
hey,
is
we
out.
Hey, we got a phone call. The letters say J-A-Y, so it could be a girl or a guy. But I'm banking on a guy because that's how men roll. Let's go. Caller, you there?
Yep.
State your name. Where you from?
Jay to the
studio
from the hub.
What's my good? Boy, what's good, my dude? Yes,
sit up.
Yes, sir. What's good, my dude?
What's poppin'?
Thanks for the calling.
You already know, man. I told you I'm going to get to it one day, man. I figured it out, baby.
Yeah, so listen, you got anything to add to this, man? Because these ladies in here and everybody out there listening, you know, they acting up. And you know, you got anything you want to add to this?
Yo, V, real talk, man. I just called there, so I don't even know the topic. Give me the topic. Let me go up the top, baby.
Why are women such backstabbers to each other?
No, he didn't.
I'm going to tell you exactly why.
I know why,
because they want to get to that situation, whichever woman is backstabbing the other one, they want to get in that situation that one is in.
Yeah, I agree.
They want to get to the forefront. They don't want to be the background chick. They want to be that forefront chick. So they're going to stab that back as hard as they can until, you know, they put that one out the picture.
Preach, brother. Preach.
That's how they do that right there. I've been watching this forever, man. I see this going forever, man. And you know, I know I'm a product brother, you know. I've been through this.
Peace. Ladies, y'all want to say something?
18. I hear you, but you ain't put enough money in the jukebox. That's not acceptable.
Not enough money in the jukebox.
That's not acceptable.
Man.
No, that is not acceptable. Meet, I'm here. 20 spares on deck, Jay. That's not acceptable. Come on now, stop it.
No, you forgot I just turned 45 on Thursday. I put 45 years of money.
And I'm going to be your age in 2,052 days and six wake-ups, but still, come on now, stop it.
Hey, man, I've been watching this go on before you was even...
I know. Once... I got you.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
Let's go.
Yo, Star, don't go at it with her, man. That's the 18 wheel.
I know, because I got 20 spares, and you only got a BMW. It's only four wheels. That ain't enough. This is serious danger right here, bro.
Hey, man.
Get your shield on if you coming towards this Mack truck.
Listen, man. I don't drove it all. Now, let's go.
You ain't never had an 18 wheeler. You can't say you have.
Yo, Star, don't, Star, don't do it, Star. Don't do it, my boy. Yo, my dude, good looking for calling in, man. Yo, listen, I know the book is buzzing right now.
You have a beautiful day.
Yo, listen, the thing about it is the 18 wheeler got fans, my boy. So everything she say is like super funny. And leave it alone.
Please do, because I don't want to use my spares. It's been a long time since I had to take one off and pop another one off.
Get your shine, baby.
Yo, Star, good looking, man. Thanks for calling in, dog.
Star, we got you. Don't worry.
I'm going to hold this down.
Okay, no problem, man.
Yes, sir. 18-wheeler, man, you something else, man. You know that's my friend.
I know,
you
but
you talking to my friend.
But
like
your friend should act like he was your friend before he talked to your cousin like that. FOE, not friend over everything, family over everything.
What is wrong with you?
Me, I gassed up before I came from the upstate.
It's always fun when a caller calls.
Yo, Slay, what is wrong with her, yo?
I got too many wheels. Don't know how to control myself.
18-wheeler.
Where were we, yo?
She's swerving.
Yeah, she's swerving. Where were we? What, you got another question? Or do?
Oh, no, y'all ain't answer my question.
Oh, what was your question?
My question was, how come men...
Malcolm.
What Malcolm got to do with it?
We ain't talking about Malcolm X. I said, how come men get the... How do you manage to get a woman pregnant on the side if you have a woman?
Well, let me explain something to you.
You tried already. You ain't finished.
When a man and woman... love each other. It's a thing called the birds and the bees.
You're right.
So, like,
well, you ain't never supposed to get too much, honey.
Listen, this is what I'm gonna say, cuz I mean, 18 wheeler.
Okay,
man. I'm blaming it on the woman.
Why?
Because the woman know that man only want the vajayjay. He don't want no kid in the vajayjay.
Well, she the probably man only knew about light. They got all types of protections from glow in the dark to whatever. No. You better get right.
Yo, 18 Willa, I'm telling you, that girl, she probably didn't take her pill on purpose.
She probably wasn't on no pill.
Yeah, she ain't tell him.
He knew it.
She lied.
I got to agree with my man. All these women want to be front runners, and that's why they did that.
And the baby is a key to staying in the picture.
Nah, to another headache, that's all.
No, that's the truth.
That's the truth.
But a lot of women think baby's going to make him stay.
And it doesn't.
He ain't going to stay, ladies.
No, he ain't going to stay.
He ain't want to stay from the jump.
He probably run faster. Because the worst thing you can do is have the child support law on you. Trust me, I know.
See, if you be nice, you won't pay the price.
Them bushes is itchy when you be trying to dig in them. Boom. Oh, man, there they come again. Slay, let's get ready for a Skittle. Can we do a Skittle?
All right, yeah, we got this new segment coming up, you know, Skittle of the Week. We're going to do this every episode, and for all of y'all that don't know what a Skittle is, it's basically, you know, black parents do this thing where they take whatever it is you want to do or that you want, and they turn it into your exit. And when I say your exit, I mean they use whatever that is, and they send you away without it. And it's the end of discussion. For example, say you wanted to go to the movies, and you're like, Mom, can I go to the movies? And she's like, no, you know, maybe you did something wrong. You can't go. So now you try to, you know, dig in a little. Listen, I got a movie ticket. You don't even have to give me money. Can I please go? And now typical black parent is going to say something to you like, boy, you on movie ticket, you're behind back in the room. So that's where the Skittle came from. You know, young boy asks for some Skittles in the store. Mom already warned him. He's not getting any Skittles. Don't ask for anything when we get in this store. He asks for the Skittles again. Boy, you on Skittle, you're behind to the car.
And that's where it came from.
And that's the origins, basically, of the Skittle. So
I'm ready.
Now we have certain situations where, you know, in the news, where certain people have to be Skittled. For example, Philadelphia is a young youth named Jay Harris. He was one of the top high school football prospects in Pennsylvania. He went to Downingtown High School East Senior. He was a star wide receiver. He received a full scholarship to play college football at Michigan State University next year. He was heavily recruited, full scholarship to a D1 school.
Full scholarship.
Let me tell you what this young man did. This young man denied his scholarship, is not going to school next year. And you want to know why, people? Because he wants to pursue his rap career. Full scholarship, all-star wide receiver. This young man wants to pursue his rap career. Now, going by the rap name of Jay Dat Bull. Jay Dat Bull. He's not going to school. Well, Vern, what do you feel about this?
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of tropical fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Slay, I feel we should Skittle his ass on out of
Jay
here.
Harris, you need to Skittle your behind to the car. You should be in school right now.
Can
What's wrong with you,
his parents,
boy?
Too?
Yes,
can
both parents who support him in this endeavor of being a rap star.
Can we skittle everybody that agrees with this?
His friends?
Yeah. Can we his
all
dog?
Of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Meek Mills, can we get him too?
The Eagles for signing Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, skittle them too.
Everybody. They all need to skittle their behinds to the car. This young man has an opportunity. And he said this is really what he wants to do in his life. And that if he goes to this D1 program and plays, he'll just be wasting everyone's time. That college isn't going anywhere. Well, let me tell you something, Jay Harris. You know what else isn't going anywhere? Jay Harris. You're not going anywhere. I will never buy your Jay Dat Bull CD.
Ever.
Ever. You better take it behind the school.
I want to hear from the ladies. You both have children. Imagine, just imagine, one of your sons, India, you go last because you know, I want to hear from the 18-wheeler first. Imagine Callie comes to you and says, Mom, I don't want to go to college, even though it's going to be free and I can get free education. I want to have a rap career.
Oh, Callie already know I'm going to shut him down. Only thing you rapping is history because you going to where they want you to go. You will not be a failure to society. You will be somebody strong because our family is built better than that.
But I mean,
you don't need to be no rapper. Like, no,
he wants to pursue his. This is his dream.
Well, he
his
can dream after he go to college. That dream will still be waiting if it's successful. If not, then it really was just all a dream.
What do you think, India?
Yeah, I'll probably beat him with the mic.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
I mean,
yeah, he's going. No, yeah. That's unacceptable.
So
yeah.
So we not gonna let Kay get tatted?
Yeah. Hey, yo, shout out to Lego Legend, man. He usually called in by now.
What happened? He must be
asleep.
He's asleep.
You already know. Cooking up that beast.
Yo, Lego. You know what I want to do? I want to give a big, big shout out to my brother, Sean and Shay. It's their 9th year anniversary. Hud City, can we get some clapping for my people? Yo, I love them, man. They're my people right there. They take care of your boy when I be out in Birmingham, man. Because, you know, 48 hours be always out in Birmingham. They keep me safe, for real. We're going to go to a little song. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. 18 Willie, you got anything to say before we go?
Nah, let us take a break.
We got another skittle on the way.
Also,
before when we come back from break, me and Vern got some problems.
Me and you got some problems, my boy.
We got something to talk about.
First time ever. Man, wait, I ain't going to break. Hold on. We're gonna deal this with right now. Hold on, let me get my notes, because I wrote some notes about this.
This is serious, people. Serious.
I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with The Frenzy.
No, they better be familiar.
And if you're not familiar with The Frenzy, you might want to get familiar with it.
It's all about the ratings.
Yeah, it's all about the ratings. Slay, you know I love you, man. You are my brother. Mm-hmm. But you're killing me, man, and you're killing other men. Like, you put a post up, and you know, we're talking about Facebook, and sometimes people use Facebook wrong. somebody use Facebook wrong, but we trying to use it to the best advantage. Here's a post from my dog. This is my dog. You know what I'm saying? I woke up in the morning because I ain't a part of Team No Sleep. I'm a part of Team 4 a.m. in the morning. I got a job. I got to get up. So when I got up in the morning, I'm doing my regular routine. I look on, and here's a post from my dog.
He printed it out, y'all. It's serious.
One more for the night. If a guy or girl always got their screen face down when it's on the table, don't trust them.
I didn't see that. Boy.
Listen.
Slay, you hurt me, man. Know why? Because at that present time, when I sometimes have my screen down, man.
I mean,
you hurt me and not just me, man. A couple people there, I came up to, man, what's wrong with Slay? Yo, you know he can't do that.
Listen, I'm just trying to school the people. Like, we as my boy would say, we got to do better, people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do what you do, you got to be smarter. Like, you can't get away with your phone down, face down on the table. I mean, if you're not doing nothing, then I apologize. I apologize.
5 days later.
I mean, for everyone who, girl,
yeah,
read that post and immediately looked over at their man and saw his phone face down on the table.
You know they was huddling up, Slay.
I apologize.
Because you look on your status. I was going to print out the comments.
But see, this is something like when I do random statuses, this is something I do out of stuff I just see. Now, at that time, I was sitting in the mall in the food court. eating the little cross skates Chinese food. I look over. There's a couple next to me. The guy has his phone down, face down on the table. They was doing a little light little bickering back and forth. And she just reached over and flipped his phone up, face up. And I said, whoa, things just got real. So I just want to say, you know,
he should have had it in his pocket anyway.
Yeah,
you don't go there. But wait, that's the only thing I disagree with you on, man.
But now I gotta let something out also to my guy V over here, my partner up here in radio. Now he also put up a status, and he asked a general question.
Yeah.
General question. He said, "How much should a man pay for an engagement ring?" That's it.
Yep.
I said, I heard that it was, you know, 3 months' salary. Just answered the question. Now, here's where it went wrong, people. This is where it went wrong, people. All the women on the status proceeded to attack. They went on attack mode about it's about love, it's about this, it's about that, and I can handle it. I argue on Facebook every day. But this is where it went wrong. Nowhere in the status was Vern to be found. he disappeared. He left me to the wolves. He left me to the wolves, people.
I apologize for that. I did apologize.
All I did was answer his question.
And you did, and I apologize.
Shout out to Kaya.
Yeah, my sister Coco.
She gracefully skittled me to the car.
Yeah, my sister skittled. Yo, we got a caller. And listen, Slay, let's pump our fists together, dog.
Yeah, let's. Because
they asked for the men.
And you're not.
Yeah.
For them, ready?
You
ready?
You want a part of us? Well, let's find out. I don't even know who this is.
I know the name, but I don't know the person.
Hello.
Caller, you on the air.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm listening to you guys talk about Facebook and how you want to use it for positive things and putting up random thoughts. I believe KK was saying that he was sitting in the food court, put up random thoughts on Facebook, right?
Correct.
Well, I want to know, maybe you guys can help me. How come everybody in the whole wide world thinks when you put something on Facebook, why it can't be a random thought? Why it has to be personal? Why has it got to be about your life? Why does everybody assume that? That's what I want to know.
It's true. It's very true.
Very true. I'm tired of it.
Me too. I'm fed up. I'm with you.
How about this? I'm in the shower the other day, and I get a knock on the door. My mister comes walking in the shower, goes, "What's up with all them posts on Facebook?" I said, why? What's wrong with them? Because they're real? Because I feel that they're true? So what's wrong with that?
Wait.
See, Facebook can be used for any. If you tell people that your post is true. Now, I did this a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody I was having a baby. I said, I'm not lying. I said, I know I lie on here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth.
I didn't believe you.
I got over 300 congratulations and everything. And then finally, I just showed everyone I was promoting a new program and I'm not having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I put up a picture of me in a woman's bodysuit, a pregnancy outfit.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 weeks after, I'm driving along and people are still saying congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations
well,
to me.
And Slay, that was cool, because I know you well enough. I'm like, man, he ain't having no baby and posting it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I think that most people, I'm going to say, I'm guessing, I'll give you a number, 70% of the posts that you see really are indirect posts.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people won't just say, hey, KK, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. You stole my girlfriend. So they just say, for the dude that stole my girlfriend that they call Mr. Spring Collection, go to hell. That's what they do. So a lot of it, that's why. So I think a lot of it
is drama central.
It's sad, though. It's sad because, like, and then one time I went out to dinner with about 15 women, and do you know one of them saw me like, what's up with all your posts on Facebook lately? What's going on with your relationship, huh?
You must be posting some good stuff.
I do post some good stuff. Well,
I see one of your posts.
Here's the thing, though.
But I did see one of your posts. You wanted some flowers or something like that, right?
I did want some flowers.
Yeah, I see one.
Flowers.
Stop playing.
I did want yeah. some flowers. But yeah. you know what? That one happened to be a real one.
All right.
That one was a real one. But you know what? Some of them aren't. You talk with your girlfriends. You talk with your male friends. Yeah. And you have random thoughts. That's poetry used to be put on paper. We don't use paper and pen anymore, do we?
Listen, while we got you there, right? And Slay, I know I didn't tell you about this. I talked to you briefly about it. Don't go nowhere, Jen. This is what I want to talk about, and you ladies too. We have a new group of species. They're called the IBCs.
What's that?
Inbox creeps. Now, all you ladies can really relate to the IBCs.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the IBCs. What's their favorite line? Like my status if you're up.
And don't be lying either.
Like my status if you're up.
At 3:30 in the morning.
And the famous inbox, hey stranger.
No, how about this one? I seen you in the grocery store the other day. How come you didn't say hi? Because I don't know you. How about that? I don't know you, and I was there with my family. How about that?
Yeah, that's a stalker.
That's a stalker. They got rules for that. 911.
Jen, thank you for calling. We got to play a quick song.
Guys.
Thank you. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All people in the inbox aren't creeps,
yeah.
though.
No, yeah, I'm not saying everybody's a creep.
Sometimes you got to say something without, you know, if you don't want to put it on the status because you don't want to talk to everyone.
Yeah,
because
that's
true. If you write something on somebody's status, you're talking to everyone, and you may just have wanted to say
something
to
that
one
accident?
Person.
You ever do that by accident?
Yeah.
You know what? Shout out to Joelle because, like, she learned the system, but sometimes you see people and they do it by accident, and I'm not saying that I don't want no problems with you, Joelle. I got mad respect for you. Boo. Help me out. Help me out, 18-wheeler. Boo.
You already know, boo.
No, Joelle, she shows support. Yo, nothing but love. But, you know, when you first get on Facebook or whatever in the social media, you might accidentally think you're talking to somebody in the inbox and you throw it up on the comment on the wall. Not good. Quick break and we got something to do. Listen, I figured I'd play one song for the ladies because, you know, they're ladies. We'll be back. You heard?
Tell me what you say now. Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should've never let you in, cause you got me face down. And don't take this personal. You're the worst, you know what you've done to me. And although I know I just can't keep running away. I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want you. I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to, but I love. What you say now? Tell me what you say. You said that you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up so uninvited? Then just change my mind like that. Please don't take this personal. But you ain't special till I made you so. You better act like you know. That I've been through worse than you. I just can't keep running away.
Yeah, we back on the air, y'all. Big Vern, K Slay, my sister Dia, the 18-wheeler, 18 Wheeler, let it be heard. You know, we ain't heard from you in a minute. You what you need your theme song or something?
Maybe, because it was hot in here. I don't know. This good old SBK shirt was about to be over in the corner by KK. But I couldn't do it, because you my family. I can't do that, and I can't violate you. You can't see all the wheels. You family now. First cousins.
Yo, what am I going to do with this girl, man?
Just keep praying for me. It works.
There you go, 18 Wheeler. Let's go.
The
We're gonna have to skip the little beat, but now that y'all know that's what I need y'all to upgrade, because we got a whole nother CD coming out.
Ain't nobody listening to Nelly but you.
That's good. Well, I'm the only person he needs. What he needs y'all for?
He got a Shanti.
Well, she can't do what I can do. She just famous.
Shanti got that good, good.
Yeah, that good, good money. I ain't mad. I am not mad. See, the truck even had a gas upset.
What's wrong with this girl? All right, y'all. Welcome back. Yo, shout out to everybody that's listening, paying attention. We got another Skittle, man. This one is Slay. This one,
this is personal.
Yeah, I thank you for bringing this one to my attention.
This
I heard a little
personal,
bit about
it. About, you know, me loosen up, because I'm about to really Skittle.
I want to go backwards if I can.
About to get the Skittle.
Yeah, I want to go backwards if I can. Shout out to Cupid Rocks. She gave me that article about the young boy that wanted to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. And yo, that's love right there. Shout out to Cupid Rocks. That's good looking. All right, let's go. We're gonna keep it moving. Here we go, Slay.
Explain this. Beyoncé. I saw her sing a Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl in Houston. Brilliant. All right. Worth about $350 million. She puts out a new album with a video that glorifies having sex in the back of a limousine. Teenage girls look up to Beyoncé, particularly girls of color. She's an idol to them. I'm saying, why on earth would this woman do that? Why would she do it when she knows the devastation that unwanted pregnancies, which we'll deal with in a moment, not with you, but in as a segment, and fractured families, why would Beyoncé do that? I believe in entertainment. An entertainer like Beyoncé and a mogul like you have an obligation to protect children, not put out exploitive garbage that you know harms impressionable children. I think Beyoncé, what she has done here is inexplicable, and I'm asking you, Russell Simmons, to explain it to me.
Okay. All right, Slay, what do you think about that?
Now, first of all, Bill O'Reilly. You ain't gonna be talking about my baby Beyonce like that. First of all, you are the last person to tell little black girls what they need, Bill O'Reilly. And
preach.
How can you tell a woman who got married and then had a baby that she can't sing about having relations with her husband? Her husband, not some random guy, her husband. Now, Bill O'Reilly, this woman is worth $350 million for a reason, because she's a businesswoman. She has hundreds of songs about empowering women. So I need you to do something for me, Bill O'Reilly. I need you to take your behind, and I need you to Skittle to the car for me.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Ladies, what's good? How y'all feel about that? What's good, 18 Wheeler?
That sounds a little crazy.
While I'm here, I have a caller, Grand Finale. It sounds like my boy Rainier. What's good, my boy?
Well, we're shaking.
We can't call it.
Rainier.
Well, loving what y'all doing right now. Love it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for all the help, man.
Yeah, what Bill O'Reilly was saying about my baby.
Slay, man.
Man, listen, I'm in knots right now. I have to call and say this.
Yo, Slay mad right now, because, you know, you can't talk about Beyonce. Slay don't have that.
Yeah,
he does not have that.
He ain't on the front of my lock screen.
I'm talking about Gabrielle Union, so I understand.
Oh, word? Yeah, Gabby, I mean, but see, again, Slay's connected to that, too, because she's married to D-Wade.
See, now we understand each other, though.
What's good, well, Rainier? What you got on your mind? You got something on your mind, I can tell.
I gotta do this. I love my city. Everybody know I'm BX raised, Hud City rep until the death of me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I bought a student guitar. Unsigned rappers who playing Facebook beats for the Raiders.
Thank you. Yo, thank you. Thank you. Skittle they ass to the car.
I love y'all. Keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you, man.
Yo, listen, a lot of people might not know, but next week we're on the air, same time. Lost Cause will be in the studio with us. Right now, we'll see you next week. You know what I'm saying? So good looking. And thank you for that skittle. We needed that.
Yeah.
You already know. I love my city. I love the artists in my city, but it needs to be done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good looking, my boy.
Preach!
You already know. Y'all keep up the good work.
Before we get out of here, man, let's go ahead and give out little shout-outs or whatever. I got one more song I can play before we leave. What you got, Slay? Shout out?
I mean, I gave all my shout out. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in, you know. This has been the Slay Takeover, 2 episodes in a row. The 18 Wheeler. India, they came, did they thing, man.
And 18 Wheeler make her own sound effects and eggs.
I know, it's don't you just love it?
She bring bars. Every time she comes through, she bring bars, man.
I think we handled it well for the guys.
I think we did too.
You know.
Y'all ain't do as much as you be tooting your own horn, but you did good.
I think you guys did excellent.
Thank you.
Yo, listen, I want to thank the callers, too. My man, J-Star, Jen, good looking right there. I told Miss Deb Hunt, Polo Mom, Father Time, that I would shout her out. Shout out to Miss Deb Hunt. She's listening. Always shout out to my man, Juan Travis. He out in Vegas. I always want to shout him out. And listen, I'm trying to connect with some of my people out in Pitt, man, in Pittsfield. Eddie Taylor, my people, Tyson. Holla at me, man, because we got this whole rap thing going on. Send G, holla at me. Dave Flav, holla at me, because we got this whole rap thing going on. I want to bring some rappers down here. I really believe in the talent that we have out here. I know we can go. My dudes can go. Mm-hmm. So let's put something together. You know what I mean?
Shout out Julian White. I see the support. He was the guy who called in and they have nothing to
say
in the last episode. So, like, before you call in again and just say what up. Let me shout you out.
Yo, 18 Willard, you got something to take us home with? You know nothing?
Do I know a lot.
Come on, stop playing.
I just want to give a shout out to all the people, you know, who are supporting the movement and helping us move from day to day or every time we meet up. And, you know, the support is what keeps us moving. Thank you very much. Glad we can make you laugh. Shout out to Tam. Tam is always on the go. She live at 5. Mm-hmm. If you know Tam, she's always there. Thank you, Tam. We appreciate
it. Barb, Brandy,
we appreciate all y'all for listening to us.
Even Melissa, ma'am.
Catwoman all the way down in GA.
All of them.
Big up. Don't nobody else call her that.
Luna, all them. We shouting y'all all out. Yo, listen, we're going to get out of here, but I got a song, 18 Wheeler Stop by the Crib. She either come by the crib to get something to drink or to charge her phone. Those are facts. But she said,
it's FOE.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you be using it too, man.
Family over everything. See, it go a long way.
But she asked me to play a song for her, so we're going to play this song, and we'll see you next week. Next week,
Frenzy,
we got Lost
Frenzy Frost. Episode coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon. Yes, sir. Yo, Legend, be good, my boy. For you, cuz.
Tell you the truth.